Good morning, Jesus. We invite you into our day. We ask you in Jesus Christ's name that we would have a full and vibrant relationship with you today. That we would think your thoughts, that we would be obedient to follow your voice, that we would love you and serve you and obey you in every way that we can. We thank you for your grace and mercy that covers our lives. We give you the praise and honor that you paid the price for that to happen. And we don't take it in vain, Lord. Your grace cost you, the grace that you've given us, your grace that you've offered us, cost you everything. So, Lord, it has to cost us something too, that we serve you with a pure heart and do right in your sight. We love you. We love you enough to do your will. We love you enough to serve you. We love you enough to honor you with our lips from our hearts, Lord. We love you enough to be at one with the brothers and sisters that are in your body. We love you enough to honor those that are our oversight, that are overseers of our souls, that speak into our lives and minister to us. We love you, Lord, enough to follow you wherever you would lead us. And today, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's name for you to do that, that you would lead us and guide us in everything that you would have us to do. Father, we seek to know you more intimately today than we did yesterday. We seek to be obedient children, but we seek to be the children of God that love you . Admire the things that you do. Appreciate the things that you do for us and be thankful in all of our ways. We want to have gratitude in our hearts for everything that we have in our lives. Every little thing, every big thing. Even for our jobs, Lord. For the privilege that we have to be able to make wealth and to serve others and to do things that everything that we do is unto you, even through other people, Lord. That we have the privilege of serving you through other people. So, Lord, we thank you for that opportunity today. We receive it with thankfulness in our hearts. And, Lord, we dedicate this day to you and everything that it holds. We ask, Lord, that you would be, that we would truly be dependent upon you for everything, that we would entrust our way with you, to you. Entrust to you everything concerning us, every worry, every concern, anything that we have anxious anxiety about, Lord. We just lay it at your feet. We ask you to carry all of our burdens with us, that we don't have to carry them ourselves and bear the burden alone. But Lord, we also carry the burden of your burden, the burden to save souls, to reach others with the gospel of truth, to touch other people's lives so that they can know you too. So you said to take your yoke upon you, for us to take your yoke upon us, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. The burden of the Lord is to serve others, to know that, to bring them to Jesus Christ for salvation. And Lord, yes, that yoke is easy. All we have to do is tell them. All we have to do is give them an example. So Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, we pray that we would be that example and that witness today. Let us be a testimony that is written on the hearts of others today. We thank you for that chance, Lord. We dedicate it to you. We ask, Lord, that you would speak through our mouths and put your word in our hearts to speak what you would have them have to say, us to say to other people, in Jesus Christ's name. So be it. Amen. We dedicate this day to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.